This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Keeping the church alive, His Word and man's word. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Church alive, His Word and man's word. Since the world began, man has been at conflict with the commands of God. The reasons vary as we look back through the years. In the Old Testament, we find those who tried to worship false gods because they felt that the commands of God were too difficult, or they believed they hadn't received any blessings from God. Sadly, these same problems and similar ones still exist today. It is not uncommon anymore to visit a congregation to realize that they do not preach the whole counsel of God, Acts 20:27, or that they do not worship according to the pattern found within the New Testament. If we are to be acceptable in the eyes of God, we must first recognize the truth. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:22, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth." We are purified by obeying God's word. How is that possible? If you obey God's word, then you repent when you sin. You put God first in everything. You desire to follow His commands, as found in the Bible, and you live the life that God desires for all believers to live, which is a faithful life of obedience to Him. God's word purifies our souls so that we can be acceptable to Him and receive eternal life. The doctrines of the men of this world do the opposite. If we follow man instead of God, our souls become corrupt and we are not accessible to God. Thus, we will not receive the reward of eternal life. We must next decide that we will teach God's word, the truth, and nothing else. This would also include teaching involved with false doctrines. We must warn people who follow false doctrine that they will pay the price for their error. The Bible tells us to note and avoid these in Romans 16:17. That is to note and avoid those who teach false doctrine. We combat these false ideas by teaching the truth, exposing the errors of the false teachings, and praying for those who are involved in spreading false doctrine. Next, we must know what our teachers are teaching and practice discipline with the church itself. If we are to guard ourselves from false doctrine and misinterpretations, we must know what our teachers are teaching in every class. If we have teachers promoting materials with false doctrine or teaching misinterpretations, we must handle those situations. We need to correct them if they are willing to teach the truth. If they are unwilling to teach the truth, rather, those teachers should be removed from their teaching positions. If we want our members and visitors to hear the truth, then we must have teachers teaching who know the truth and who will actually teach the truth. Finally, we must not be promoters of the social gospel. There are messages that all enjoy hearing. There are also messages that many do not want to hear, perhaps ever. When we give in to the feelings of these types of members or guests, we are no longer proclaiming the whole counsel of God, Acts 20:27. We naturally want to enjoy worshiping and visiting with us. We naturally want everyone to enjoy worshiping and visiting with us at the Church of Christ. However, if we stop proclaiming the entire message of the Bible, then we are no longer the church that belongs to Christ. If we want to remain pleasing in the eyes of God, we must know the truth and preach it. We must also know the errors found in the world that are being taught and openly teach against them. If we want the Lord's church to stay strong, we must decide whose word we will proclaim, the words of man or the word of God. Thank you for listening.